Hello.
Hey Bill.
Hey,
Hey,
how you doing,
I'm
Tyler?
doing. I'm doing good. Is now a better time to talk there for you?
It sure is.
Perfect, perfect. So we were having a little bit of a server issue there on Friday with our calls. They kept going in and out, but I was just trying to look at my notes to kind of recap where we were at. But sounds like you needed looks like some capital there for the business. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Perfect. And I'm just trying to look at my notes here. Starting in
So,
60 days, did about 1.1 million sales, credits in the sevens. And then I think you started touching base there on the other business that you had.
yeah, the other one, and that's why I was trying to get the interest rate from you on 22 million, your yearly gross sales and 2 to 2.5. Net profit.
Would you want to be
What type
taking
of
the would you want to be taking the loan out on that business or the West Coast mini storage one?
I'd like to look at both.
Okay. I was gonna say it sounds like you're gonna have a lot more opportunity and programs available to you based off the other business that you had. I know you said they do like around 20 million a year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what does the West Coast mini storage one do per year? Did you know?
Yeah, that's the one I told you about.
Okay.
And I need to build three more houses in that one. And I'll be
I
starting those houses in about 60 days.
Okay.
I just don't know, what do you need to see for me to get a line from you?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the approval itself, it's just a one-page application. It would be, did you guys file 2015 taxes there on the other business yet, or did you do an extension?
We just filed.
You just filed. Okay, so then we would just need the 2015 tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. On the other business there that you have, the $20 million one, do you guys have any current loans out on the business?
No, we don't.
No. Okay. Okay, that'll help you out a lot too. We won't have to look at refinancing options. No current loans there. And what's the
But
name there of your
what type of interest would be on the $20 million company?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna the rate here is I think where we got hiccuped last time, and it's just something that I can't throw a number out. I have no idea what the business looks like, what your monthly cash flow is looking like. That's something that underwriter has to pretty much break down, and then they'll actually give you the call there for the programs that you were approved
It's not
for.
one of those that is like 20% interest, right?
Well, I mean, if you're approved for that, there's a reason that you were approved for that. You're gonna get approved for the best rate possible, and that's my job here, and that's kind of why I want to get the best understanding of the other business there, because I think that's gonna be it sounds like the more lucrative one. It has the more money being generated, and if your bank statements are looking a lot more healthier per month on that one, that will help tremendously on the approval itself. And the other one's a construction company as well, correct?
Yeah.
What's the name there of the other business that you have?
It's Sedco, Sedco.
Sedco, okay. And then are you 100% owner of that one as well, or I think you said there was a ownership
No, I have my two
breakdown?
brothers.
Your two
There's
brothers?
three partners. Yeah, we have three partners in it.
Okay, and is it split up evenly, or does one have majority?
Evenly.
Evenly, okay. Yeah, I mean that might be the best option there for you. If you are looking for the cash, did you have a specific number that you were looking for? Was it the 250 you wanted to shoot for?
Yeah, on the one company, actually both companies. One would be equipment line, and the other one would be cash flow for building the houses.
Okay, what equipment there were you looking to bring on?
Dump trucks, forklifts, stuff like that, tractors.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. On the smaller business there, you guys said you did about 1 million in sales, correct? 1.1, I
Yeah.
think. Okay.
Yep.
So on the capital side, you're going to be limited to probably the 85 to 110K range that would be able to free up. On the other business, we're going to...
Hold on one sec, Tyler.
No worries. No worries. Good call here, so.
Okay, Tyler.
Okay, sorry.
So on the one business, the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
I made it break even for the year, and I sucked all the profit out, and I put it in my contracting company.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be better if I use the other one showing a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to tell you, too, is with the working capital, if the capital itself, once you have it, it's completely unsecured. You can use it for however you see fit for the business. Really, once you transfer it over to you, it's just cash in your account. So really, where you want to use that for the business is completely up to you. On the equipment, it is more based off of the credit there. What are the credit looks like there for the other two brothers and yourself? Are you guys all right around the same, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
We're all similar.
Well,
they're probably a little bit higher than me, 750s.
Okay. Yeah, on the equipment, it's much more heavily based off the credit. Were you looking to bring the equipment on as well as the same time as capital, or was one going to come before the other?
Probably the equipment sooner.
The equipment sooner? Okay.
Yeah.
So you needed the capital in about 60 days and probably the equipment here in the next probably month and a half?
Yeah, as soon as we can get the money. We're shopping for it now.
Okay, so I was just going to ask if you had any quotes or invoices there on the equipment themselves.
Not yet,
okay. Okay, once you receive the quotes there, we can submit the equipment app. Until you get those, what we can look at is the capital side of it, just to kind of get that lined up for you. But I would strongly probably push you using the larger revenue business, just because you're going to get a lot more capital allocated to you. And then, like I said, you can use it pretty much for however you see fit. Have you spoke to your two brothers about that possibility? Are they, because I know the other business there you said is kind of like your own business, correct? They don't have ownership in that?
Right.
Okay. I mean, as long as they're in agreement with that on the application, we would just need all three owners to sign off on the one-page app.
I'm talking my personal construction company that showed 250 grand profit for the last 4 years, I believe.
I see. Yeah. If you wanted it to go under that business's name, you're going to be a lot more limited to what capital we could free up for you. We're definitely not going to be able to come close.
With the last 4 years making 250 a year, how much could I borrow against that company?
Yeah, on that one, you're probably looking into like 85 to 115 range. They're really wanting to look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements. That's what they base it off of. If they see you have cash flow, then they think that they'll agree that you can cash flow the note, basically. So really what you did a few years back in that situation, obviously it might play into your credit score and stuff like that, but they're really wanting to look at the most current state of the business.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you have options here on both businesses. We could look at, you could also look at doing an approval for the capital on both businesses, and you could see what you could get on that. That's also an option, too, that I didn't even think about. We could just see about getting approvals on both businesses just to see what might make more sense for you.
Well, the one with my brothers, I don't want to mix my personal stuff with my other two partners.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have to have two separate applications.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you my email.
Mm-hmm.
Send me the form. And it's bill@sedcoinc.com, which is CEDCOINC.com.
.com, perfect. All right, I will, I'll shoot that over to you right now. It'll just have a quick summary of the offer. It'll have what we need to get the approval process going. And as soon as you can get that back over to me, we can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what you're going to be working with.
Okay.
All right, Bill, good talking to you. If anything does come up before then, feel free to just give me a call or you can just shoot me an email back.
Okay, thanks, Todd.
No worries. Bye. Have a good one, Bill. Bye.